I lost my heart on a 747, halfway to heaven, passing over Des Moines. Her looks were smart. I met her in the aisle. She gave me her smile. I knew our futures would join. There in the middle of a spicy movie starring Natalie Wood, we made our vows together, cutting our stakes as best we could. My love removed her earphones, told me in her dear tones she had to powder her nose. She pushed and shoved through a dozen stewardesses, handing out their addresses and straightening their hose. Time flew, I knew something had gone wrong. Where was my love? She'd been gone too long. I searched, but I couldn't find Diana. When we landed in Havana, not a trace could I see. I asked around, interest couldn't have been keener, and everyone had seen her, and she was looking for me. Knocking madly on the powder room doors, tears were in my eyes. Accepting three or four masculine roars, I heard no answering cries. I searched, you know I must have looked for hours, till Kennedy Towers gave permission to land. Farewell to the future we plan. La da da da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da. Fighting madly in the baggage claim, it was just like World War II. I thought I heard her call my name, but I lost my love and my baggage too. She's gone. Now we'll never fly United. A future unrequited, no future to join. My love's on a 747, halfway to heaven, passing over Des Moines. Horrible song. I love that song. I think any of you folks ever been on a 747? Anybody? I've been on them about five or six times now, and I'm here to tell you, it's a big mother. I'd also like you to know before I go on, I was going to tell a little bit about my last trip on this. The guy that wrote that song, who I think is one of the five or six best songwriters in the world, is here tonight. His name is Tom Paxton. I'd like you to say. That's more than enough. Last time I was on a... I know, God. Last time I was on a 747, I went on one from Los Angeles to New York, got off of that one, got on another one, and went to London. I was over in London. I did the Tom Jones show. No. Any of you guys see my Tom Jones show? I didn't get to see it myself. I've never seen any of his shows. But they tell me that there I was on that little silver screen, me and Tom Jones. Tom Jones. He's really a nice guy. I really enjoyed meeting him and working with him. The people over there were really easy to get along with, and it was a lot of fun doing the show. He's smaller than I am. Well, you know, it was kind of surprising to me when I first met him, because in all of his pictures, and you see him on television, he looks like such a big guy. And he's got a very big build and everything, but he's comes up to about my eyebrows. Now he's got little tiny hands. You can't trust anybody with little tiny hands. I probably shouldn't say that, you know, but it's true.